works.
Good morning!
Morning!
Right across your morning.
Bringing you the weekday breakfast show from 7:30 in the morning. Join me, Gary Orms. I'm here every Monday, Wednesday and Friday with the local news, views and some guests along the way. Find out about what's going on in Chelmsford and we'll keep you updated with the traffic and travel and keep you entertained through to 10 o'clock in the morning on FM 104.4 and listen online at chelmsfordcommunityradio.com. Get involved weekday mornings here on CCR.
The Breakfast Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's go!
Broadcasting live,
online, on air, and on 104.4 FM.
From the home of radio.
CCR. The best music, Chelmsford Community Radio.
Hello and welcome. Cool that you have found a way to our school radio show. We are your presenters for the following hour. My name is Marina.
And I'm Isabella.
I hope we will have fun. We and our classmates made an interesting radio show. In the following hour, we will present you a cool mix of music, content, and fun. It was really hard work, but we all enjoyed it to work on our show. We are proud to present you all this cool stuff. And now have fun with our first song from Charlie XCX called Blame It On.
Chelmsford Community Radio.
I didn't see it coming, but I never really had much faith in the universe's magic. Oh no. Till they pulled us to that time I'm
forget when the floodgates opened. We cried an ocean. It still has me choking. It's hard to explain. I know you know me. You don't have to show me. I feel you're lonely. No need to explain. So don't say you love me forever. Just let your heart speak up and chosen, like our fates were woven, and all of those bad choices were left turns on the way.
Coming up in 10 minutes, we'll be talking about our chancellor and we'll present you the latest news and some cool interviews. All this after a short break.
The best music, Transfer Community Radio.
We have over 25,000 devices and over 700 projects in space with over 47 years experience. And we are one of the best space manufacturers in the business fields, telecommunication, navigation, earth observation, and science. Our laser communication terminals are unique in the world. TESAT Space Communication is a part of the Airbus Group. It's come pioneering with passion.
Batman is a beautiful old city next to the Mur River in the south of Germany. It is located at the nature park Schwäbisch-Fränkischer Wald and Baden-Württemberg's vineyards. In the old part of the city, there are many nice timbered houses and the Stiftskirche, a church built in 1160. But Backnang isn't just old. It has many modern shops, high-tech factories, and firms. And there are many huge events like the Straßenfest, it's a street festival, and the Weihnachtsmarkt at Christmas.
Backnang is a beautiful city with many historical buildings.
Backnang is very great because we can go shopping very well.
I agree that Backnang is a good place to just chill around. I mean, it's not that crowded, okay, except for Friday night, but like, you know, it's not that crowded. You can just chill around there and you have a lot of places. You got some restaurants and like cafes, which is like kind of good because like, Buksha cannot relate. Yeah, it's just home, you know.
Backnang is the hometown of satellite communication.
In Backnang, there are many clubs and places to party.
And that's why everyone from around the world, and especially from Chelmsford, should visit Backnang. The ice coffee Dolomiti. Oh, but it's way too cold for an ice.
Luckily, Dolomiti also has hot drinks and a huge assortment of coffees.
Wait, really? What a perfect ice creamery! I'll check all those coffees out. Ice Cream Dolomiti, located in the street Am Rathaus number 5 in Backnang.
This is CCR, the best radio ever.
You are listening to Chelmsford Community Radio.
Have you heard about what's going on with our chancellor?
No, what was going on? It's all okay?
She said that everything is okay, but she had one of her three seizures where she started to tremble yesterday.
What? Oh no, but why?
I don't know, but I think she's getting older, you know?
Yes, and it's also high pressure on her.
Well, we hope that she will be fine soon.
Now it's time to play another song.
CCR has everything. The newest news, the best music mix, and the craziest plays.
Frosty words are cold inside when you're gone again. I can't read your mind, though I'm trying all the time. Oh, oh, oh. There's something I don't know, I can see it in your eyes. Oh, as the night ascends, all will slow again. Not true. In time, when you're gone again, just as long again. I can't read your mind, though I'm trying all the time. Oh, there's something that I don't know. Sins all slow again. I don't know, I can see it in your eyes.
medicines, all will slow again. I am left another woman at the door.
Have you heard the news about Camila Cabello and Shawn Mendes?
No, what's going on?
I've heard that they went to a coffee shop together.
Together?
Yes, their fans think they are in a relationship.
Oh, what I heard is that their music is a cool ship too. So I will play you the new song called Senorita. That's a really cool summer song. We will talk about the summer later on. We will also present you an interview with students that followed an old tradition. The latest news will also come, so it stays exciting.
If you want to chill out, to have a party or hear what's happening, CCR is the first.
I love CCR.
This is Chelmsford Community Radio.
What will you do now after school?
Studying at university.
How will you celebrate this?
By the infamous Abi shirts, of course, and by the also very famous Abi ball. Yeah. Very famous.
So what are your favorite memories from all the years at your school?
Especially the circus evenings were top notch, yeah, very, very cool and very interesting. Chilling with the teachers, with Herr Ort especially.
Okay, and the last question, some advice to give to your younger students?
Join the debate club.
I'm going to Australia.
going to be an au pair for half a year. Yes.
Okay. How will you celebrate this?
Well, we drink a lot. With all the others, so yeah.
What are your favorite memories from all the years at your school?
I think just the lessons, the classes with all the others, like when we had a lot of fun, so yeah.
Do you have some advice to give the younger students?
Yeah, just learn in Jot 1 and Jot 2, not before. It doesn't make any sense.
What are your plans to do with Ivan?
Okay. So yeah, it's really important to learn for the Abitur, but until 10th class, it doesn't make any sense to learn.
A lot of party and study in Stuttgart.
Okay, so how will you celebrate this?
Drink a lot of alcohol and have fun with friends.
Okay, so what are your favorite memories from all the years at school?
The last row with Herr Koka.
Okay, and the same. And some advice to the younger students?
Keep going, even if it is very hard.
Well, I will study something like management, and I will study it here in Stuttgart.
Okay, how will you celebrate this?
Well, maybe with alcohol.
What are your favorite memories from all the years at your school?
I think that I've become so close with my friends all here in school. It was really great, and I will miss them all.
And some advice to give to the younger students?
Keep it up, the great work. Even though it's not so good sometimes, then just keep fighting for it.
I'll do a year abroad in Tanzania.
How will you celebrate this?
Well, I celebrate a little with my friends, but...
What are your favorite memories from all the years at your school?
Well, my friends, actually. Okay. And I think that's also what I miss most now.
Some advice to give the younger students?
Well, don't work too hard. Well, also follow your goals, but enjoy school. I think that's the most important.
Yeah, I'm probably going to study at a university. And yeah.
Okay, so how will you celebrate this?
I'll drink with friends and just chill.
And some advice to the younger students?
Yeah, although you need to focus on school, you still need to have fun on here, and it's like... it's like a huge part of your life here to spend your time, and so you need to have fun.
Hello, what do you think of the yesterday's event?
It was cool.
Okay, is it a good idea and why?
It was a very cool idea because the other children can make head schaum.
Was there a better graduation prank in the past?
No.
No, okay. How is that in the past there wasn't any better ones?
Because in the past there wasn't really good Abi shared.
Okay, what did they do?
I don't know.
What was your favorite subject?
History and religion.
Before the firm, the Schaum happened, what happened?
There was really very much paper on the floor and flummies, and every stair was competition.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
You're listening to Chelmsford Community Radio. That was a great interview.
Yes, here in Germany, there's a little tradition that the students who have finished school do a big party and celebrate the ending of school.
Wow, that is really cool and sounds funny.
They celebrated a big party with water at the schoolyard and also talked about their dreams.
Some are really excited by it, the others less, but how can you be serious when you've celebrated a big party before?
You're right, but they also had a big reason.
Broadcasting from the home of radio.
This is CCR.
Is CCR.
If you're listening to this, you're one of many thousands of people who are also listening to the radio right now. And yet, your business isn't advertising on it. Just think what message you could have in this 30 seconds. With packages starting at just £100, can you really afford not to be advertising on the radio? Contact us now on 01245 806 807 or find us online at chelmsfordcommunityradio.com. Radio advertising. It really works.
Hi everybody, I'm Dave Daniels and I'm with you every weekday morning from 6 on Chelmsford Community Radio. Feel good music and the latest news headlines, keeping you in touch and informed while you get ready for work, get ready for school, or even have a lazy weekday morning. That's Early Breakfast with me, Dave Daniels, online, on your smartphone and on 104.4 FM in and around Chelmsford. 6 till 7.30 weekdays, Early Breakfast right here on your local community radio station, CCR.
Broadcasting from the home of radio.
This is CCR.
Is CCR.
1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Cha, cha, cha. 1, 2, 2, 1, 2, 1. Cha, 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 cha.
I took a pill and had a dream.
Yo también.
I went back to my 17th year. Allowed myself to be naive.
Dime.
To be someone I've never been.
Me encanta.
I took a sip and had a dream. And I woke up in Medellin.
Te gusta.
The sun was caressing my skin. Another me could now begin.
Tranquila, baby, yo te apoyo. No hay que hablarnos mucho para entrar en rollo. Si quieres ser mi reina, pues yo te corono. Y pa' que te sientes aquí, tengo un trono. Te gusta cabalgar, eso está claro. Si sientes que voy rápido, le bajo. Discúlpame, yo sé que eres Madonna, pero te voy a demostrar.
It's nearly the end of the school year, and Sarah asked the fifth graders if they liked their school so far.
What do you like most about the school?
I like the teachers. They are really friendly.
There are a lot of modern things in the school. I really love biology and art.
I like that we can use iPads.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of clubs in the school, like theater and...
Do you like the school?
I love the school. So much better as my old school.
I like the school.
School is very big.
I like the teachers.
I like the things on the school.
What are your hobbies?
My hobbies are swimming.
I like drawing.
Fishing. And my favorite subjects are PE and math.
My favorite subjects are English and PE.
My favorite subjects are German and math.
Do you like English?
Yes.
Our English teacher, Ms. Zizek, also asked some fifth graders about their opinion on their first school year.
You're the first year at school here, aren't you? Is that your first year?
Yes.
Okay, how do you like school?
It's very cool and I like it.
Why do you like school?
Because the teachers are nice.
How are you feeling on your new school?
I feel nice.
Did you find new friends?
Yes.
Yeah.
What is good about school?
I think everything is good because we have our friends here and the teachers are also very nice and that's good.
What is the best thing about school?
There are always persons who give so, like... That you are fun here and yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is it fun at school? Yes?
Yes.
What is the worst bit about school? What is really bad about school?
That you have wake up so early.
Yes. Which subject do you like best?
Sport.
Biology. Sport and biology.
What do you want to be when you leave school afterwards?
Doctor.
Yeah, you want to be a doctor? What we?
I don't know it. I'm not sure.
What is your hobby? What do you like doing?
My hobby is badminton.
Tennis, gymnastic, dance, singing, and kickboxing. I do both.
Right. Do you have times for your hobbies after school?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes. Yes, but sometimes I can't go to afternoon school because there I have ballet, so like today.
Okay, good, thank you.
How are you feeling on your new school?
Thank you, I feel great.
What's good about school?
Everything. It's a lot better than my last school because there are more people, and my last school only had 100 people were in my school.
Which subject do you like best?
Sport. English and sport.
What's bad about school?
Nothing. The break could be 10 minutes long, but otherwise everything's great.
What do you want to do after school?
I like going running, going on the bike, or swimming.
What do you want to do for jobs, maybe?
I want to be a triathlete.
The best music, just for community radio.
And now it's time for the news.
Welcome to our general news segment. Let's get right into our first story. Cameron Boyce was found unresponsive in his home at age 20 and was pronounced dead on the scene. The autopsy concluded he died of a seizure from a medical condition that was being treated. His family and fans are mourning his death. Rip Torn died at age 88, known for being Agent Z in the films Men in Black. His death is currently being investigated. No report has been released yet. American rapper ASAP Rocky was arrested in Sweden because of assault. Many of his upcoming concerts may be cancelled and he may spend up to 6 years in jail. And finally, the company Lightyear has unveiled a solar car that can go up to 500 miles if driving in a lot of sun. Pre-orders will be shipped 2021.
Sports are presented by the Backnang Stadt Marketing.
Welcome to the sport news. The ex-VfB captain Christian Gentner left the team to join Union Berlin. There's a swimming contest which starts on the 12th July in Gwangju, South Korea. In Australia and Germany, it won't be broadcasted. So, that were the sport news.
The weather is presented by Ice Cream Dolomiti.
In Backnang, there'll be some clouds, and it's estimated it will be around 23 degrees. In Chelmsford, it will rain, but it will still be around 22 degrees. On Saturday, it may be cloudy in Chelmsford with 22 degrees and light rain with 20 degrees in Backnang. On Sunday, it will be strong rain in Backnang and there will be clouds in Chelmsford. It's going to be 20 degrees in both cities.
The weather is presented by Ice Cream Dolomiti.
On the road B40 northbound between Backnang and Stuttgart is a 2 km long traffic jam. On the A8 southbound in Ulm was a big crash, so there is a slow traffic. It's about 4 km long. There is also a duck family wandering around.
Chelmsford Community Radio, the best radio.
What is your favorite subject, Mrs. Weindele?
Favorite subject? It's not hard to guess. It's music, of course.
Why did you become a teacher?
Well, that's a long story. I became a teacher because, well, in my graduation, music was my major subject. And also my music teacher asked me if I had interest for submitting an application to a music university. So I studied there and, well, after some time I became a music teacher. What I find exciting at school is that you work with a lot of different students. So not only those who like music, rather than those who don't even have any contact with music, but might like it. And, yeah.
What do you think about the Max Born Gymnasium? What is good and bad?
This school, what I find especially good, is that all students are really nice. And that colleagues are also quite nice as well. And and also that the distance between the train station and the school is not that long. But what I don't really like about the school is, well, that the music room is not that ideal, and the big music room is often reserved for other stuff, and the room is right below the exam room, so you have to be quiet.
Okay, thank you for the interview and your time.
Oh, you're welcome.
Do you know the show Jesse?
Yes, of course. I love it. But I feared that Cameron Bryce, one of the actors, passed away.
Yeah, that's very sad. He was just 20 years old and he was only at the beginning of his career.
He passed away because of a seizure during the night, right?
Yes, almost. He had an epileptic seizure. Very, very sad. I feel sorry for his family, too.
So here, a sad song in memory of him.
I'm waiting up, saving all my precious time, losing light. I'm missing my same old us before we learned our truth too late. Resigned to fade, fading away. So tell me, can you turn around? I need someone to tear me down. Oh, tell me, can you turn around? But either way, hold me while you wait. I wish that I was good enough. Tell me more, tell me something I don't know. Did we come close to having it all? If you're gonna waste my time, let's waste it right and hold me while you wait. I wish that I was good enough. Is it true? My faith is shaken, but I still believe. This is you, this is me, this is all we need. So won't you stay and hold me while you wait?
Community Radio.
Coming up in 5 minutes, we will be talking about the best summer tips and we will present you a cool interview and nice music, but all after a short break.
Oh, it's too hot to do anything.
How can you survive in that heat?
Didn't you hear of Ice Cream Dolomiti? Their fresh ice cream keeps me alive. You have to check it out.
Ice Cream Dolomiti sounds amazing. Where can I find it?
It's at the street am Rathaus, number 5 in Backnang. You can't miss it.
Thank Thank you so much. I check it out right now. Batnang is a beautiful old city next to the Mur River in the south of Germany. It is located at the nature park Schwäbisch-Fränkischer Wald and Baden-Württemberg's vineyards. In the old part of the city, there are many nice timbered houses and the Stiftskirche, a church built in 1116. But Batnang isn't just old. It has many modern shops, high-tech factories, and firms. And there are many huge events like the Straßenfest, it's a street festival, and the Weihnachtsmarkt at Christmas.
Batnang is a beautiful city with many historical buildings.
Batnang is really great because we can go shopping very well.
I agree that Batnang is a good place to just chill around. I mean, it's not that crowded, okay, except for Friday night, but like, you know, it's not that crowded. You can just chill around there and you have a lot of places. You got some restaurants and like cafes, which is like kind of good because like, Burgscha cannot relate. Yeah, it's just home.
Batnang is the hometown of satellite communication.
In Batnang, there are many clubs and places to party.
And that's why everyone from around the world, and especially from Chelmsford, should visit Batnang.
CCR is not only for pop music.
Well, it's summer now, we're lucky. In 2 weeks, the summer holidays will start.
Where are you going on holiday?
Most time I'll stay at home, but I'm going to Sweden 1 week, and you?
I'm going to Italy. And now I will play you some cool songs, which are perfect for the summer.
Thank you.
Wow, that was a great song.
Now you will hear a little story about a mystery. Have fun and listen.
The Pen. This story is about a girl called Sophie who was bullied.
Ah, don't hit me.
But what will happen if I do it?
Sophie started to cry and went out of the room. She wandered to the forest, which is next to the school. She went further, but she was deep in the forest already. Suddenly she stopped because she didn't know her way back.
Oh no, I'm lost. But what is that?
She picked up a pen and looked at it carefully.
Put my pen down. Put it down. I want my pen.
Who are you?
Give me my pen.
Sophie opened the pen and then a magical light appeared and showed her the way out of the wood.
Thank you, pen.
Sophie walked home and saw a girl in front of her house.
Hello.
But Sophie didn't answer and went to her house. But Rose went to Sophie's house.
Hello.
Hello, I'm your new neighbor. Can I come in? I want to get to know my neighbors.
Yes, come in.
Thank you. Hi, I'm Rose.
I'm Sophie. Look what I found today in the forest.
She showed Rose the pen that she had found in the forest. Rose looked at the pen carefully and said,
I think it would be better if you gave it back. I mean, put it at the edge of the forest.
Sophie didn't answer because she didn't want to put the pen back.
I must go now. Please think about it. See you tomorrow.
The next day was normal, but something strange happened after school. As Sophie and Rose walked past the forest, they heard a voice.
Hello, Sophie. If you don't bring the pen back by midnight, then something bad happens.
Who is there, and where are you?
It doesn't matter who or where I am. I just want my pen back.
What will happen if she doesn't give you back the pen?
You will see what will happen if I don't get my pen. Now you can go.
Sophie and Rose ran home and locked their rooms. Sophie thought about the situation and decided that she wouldn't do it. The ghost noticed that and waited until Rose went to sleep. Then he took Rose and carried her with him. When Rose woke up the next day, she was frightened and anxious.
Where am I?
You are in my home. Because your friend didn't bring the pen back, I use it now as a lever.
She didn't bring it back?
Right.
Shall I write her a letter?
I already did. She will come in 1 hour.
Okay.
1 hour later, Sophie was at the edge of the forest and waited for the ghost.
I'm here with the pen you wanted.
And I'm here with your friend.
First you give me my friend, then you will get your pen.
All right, here's your friend, Rose.
Hi, Sophie.
Rose, are you okay?
I'm fine.
I'm really sorry about this thing. I should have listened to you.
Apology accepted.
In the end, Sophie and Rose became best friends. Sophie was no longer bullied and got new friends.
Wow, that was a really cool play. It was written by Arthur, Inara, Yasmin, and Quinn. I enjoyed it.
CCR has everything. The newest news, the best music mix, and the craziest plays.
Well, this is the end of our radio show. First of all, we are thankful for your attention. Thanks to all contributions who helped with the project. We also hope that you liked our diversified playlist. Thank you also for joining our radio show. This one-hour show was presented by Marina and Isabella and, of course, the other classmates.
I agree with that, too. Have a nice day.
mama said, don't give up, it's a little complicated. All tied up, no more love, and I'd hate to see you waiting. Had to have high, high hopes for living. Shooting for the stars, but I couldn't make a killing. Didn't have a time, but I always had a vision. Always had high, high hopes. Had to have high, high hopes for living. Didn't know how, but I always had a feeling. I was gonna be that one in a million. Always had high, high hopes. Mama said,
home of radio.
This is CCR.
John, should I book the taxi?
I always use Chicksey Taxi Service. I just come back from holiday and I got a really great rate for the airport run. They're really reliable and the drivers are really friendly.
Oh, OK. What's the best number to call?
It's 07799 082649. They're also available on cabapp.io.
Right, so that's 07799 082649.
Chicksey Taxi and Courier Company have six-seater and wheelchair-accessible vehicles. Corporate accounts and card payments are welcome. Call now on 07799 082 649. Chicksey Taxis, where quality is standard.
Do you recognise talent in your team? Then consider a Level 2 or Level 3 apprenticeship with Chelmsford College. This can upskill your team and grow your business. Why not ask your employer about this opportunity? Simply call Chelmsford College on 01245 293110 for more details.
Planning an event and need a stage? Rolling Stage Hire Limited has got the solution for you, from small events right through to festivals. Our unique stage system can be used anywhere that you can get our rolling stage truck into. Rolling Stage can provide large or small events with PA, power, lighting rigs, and of course, different size stages. Contact us now on 0845 868 9020 or find us online at rollingstagehire.com.
Broadcasting from the home of radio, this is CCR.
You're listening to Shaky Sessions on CCR.
Hi, I'm Macy Rayner, and you're listening to Shaky Sessions on CCR.
Never been easy to stand out in a crowd.